Welcome to Output PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Robin Beta, and today we are talking to Tammy Wood with Jaguar Land Rover.
Yes.
So tell me about what Jaguar Land Rover does.
Okay, here in Portland, we are doing a few things. We have our Open Systems Technology Center.
It's a hard thing to say, Open Systems Technology.
It is, okay. Especially working in tech where you're always talking about open source. So we have our Open Systems Technology Center, which is where we're working on developing the technology that goes into our infotainment systems. Mm-hmm. So basically anything in or around the vehicle that enhances the driver-passenger experience. We also have our Tech Incubator, which we launched in January. At the Tech Incubator, what we're doing is we are bringing in three startups every 3 months. They stay with us for 6 months at a time. Mm-hmm. These startups are working on something in the mobility space, whether it's connected cars, it might be software that'll be used in automotive centers, maybe hardware that's actually helping diagnose issues with the car itself. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's working, it's a really broad space. It's been super interesting.
They come to you with an idea, and that's kind of all they have to do is I have this blueprint, I have this idea, and I have where, you know, I want to be going in the future, and then you kind of help shepherd them through the entire process.
Some come to us with just an idea. Some come to us with a more developed product. We look at everything from the product to the strength of the team. So it's not just the idea. It's the full package of what are we taking on? Who are we bringing in? Our community there as well within the incubator is very important to us. Mm-hmm. Because these teams are spending 6 months with us.
Yeah.
We're all living in the same space. So what everybody brings to the table all the way across the board is super important.
See, now I'm just picturing like a real world scenario. Everybody's living together in the space.
They do get to leave.
All the time.
Yeah. There haven't been any fights yet.
That's good.
But it makes for a really, it's a really fun environment there. You know, it's challenging, it's exciting. You celebrate every win regardless of size because it's a big deal.
Yeah.
These companies, a lot of them are moving to Portland for the 6 month stretch, maybe longer. So there's a lot involved in being a part of the program.
Yeah.
Not just with us, but definitely these companies are taking on a big thing.
Yeah. So I imagine it's actually the opposite of the sort of drama of a real world situation. It's more, it sounds like it's a really collaborative thing.
We do. Yes, absolutely. We offer guidance, as I was saying, we offer mentorship, but the success itself comes down to the company. Mm-hmm. It's very collaborative. It's definitely we're working with them. We're working alongside them. They're not there mm-hmm. for us. They're not, you know, we're not their bosses.
Yeah.
Sometimes you mentioned with our parents.
You mentioned connected cars.
Sure.
Can you tell me what that is?
The connected car space is also really broad. So that means a lot of different things to different people. Mm-hmm. One of the ways that we look at it is our drivers, you know, as a society now, we do everything on our mobile phones. We shop, we look for directions, we find where we're going to eat dinner, we make our shopping list. And so one of the things that we are considering is when our drivers get in their car, we want them to be able to do everything in the car that they can do on their mobile phone mm-hmm. because they want to do everything in the car that they can do on their mobile phone.
Yeah, I basically live in my car. So, you know, you're all the time going from here to there, and you feel like this is your second home.
And that's becoming more and more common.
We live very mobile lives now. So, which is
absolutely
it's exciting and also stressful.
It's all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But technology helps us with that. And I know you've been involved in the tech world for a long time.
Yeah.
So how has it changed since you've been involved?
So it's been really interesting watching the tech scene here in Portland evolve. I think I've been in it now, I say a long time, it's 7 years. So
a lot changes in 7 years.
Yeah, it changes a lot. There used to be a couple really key players in the tech scene here. They were the startups who were seeing all of this success, seeing growing mm-hmm. quickly. And I was running with this crowd, not yet in tech, and was seeing how fast things moved and seeing how exciting they were and seeing the opportunity to put like the two parts of my brain together. And so I started poking around and eventually landed with a small, very small startup. in landing with a very small startup who was seeing challenges that I hadn't seen because of the people that I was running around with. So going from seeing a lot of seeing all these people having great success to seeing the reality of the little guys who weren't,
right,
and what they were facing themselves, both business-wise and personally, was very, really, really interesting to me.
It does seem like a little bit of a different environment that we have here in Portland, too. It's maybe less kind of cutthroat competitive, and it's a little more collaborative. It's a little more, you know, nurturing of smaller enterprises.
I don't think I saw this facet of the Portland tech community as much until the last couple of years when I started really kind of spending time with these small startups who had moved to Portland, or individual founders who were reaching out to me for connections, who were just moving here, things like that. And all of them said, I've never been part of a community that's so happy to help.
Uh-huh.
He's like, every conversation with somebody ends with, how can I help you? Or who can I introduce you to? He said, in San Francisco, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be having this conversation at a coffee table because the guy next to me might hear about what I'm developing and run with it. And
right.
It's terrifying for me.
Yeah.
And what I hear again and again and again on what I really see is how much this community wants to support. It wants to grow. It wants to thrive. And the people here, at least for the most part, the people in the Portland tech community understand that the only way that we're going to do this is if we do it together.
Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of unique to our city, for sure.
It does feel very unique. And we are growing as a city, and I think as a tech community and everything. Do you have any predictions? If you were looking in the crystal ball and say 5 to 10 years from now, what it's going to look like?
We have so many mid to large size companies moving into Portland, and it's really changing the dynamic of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways that's going to help startups thrive because it's going to bring in more money for financing. It's going to bring in more people who are highly educated, more people who have been through this, who can offer that level of mentorship that we can't always immediately find. Our mentors at Jaguar Land Rover are scattered across the country because we have people who we have access to. And a lot of that is our personal networks, but it's also because when you email somebody saying you're with Jaguar Land Rover, they pay a lot more attention than when you say we're with company ABC. The growth that Portland is seeing, I think, is going to be able to create advantages like that for the regular guy because they're going to have those authentic run-ins with people. But at the same time, you know, as you know, as a Portlander, as the city grows, the cost of living is going up. Livability is shifting. What livability means is even shifting. And that's going to affect startups as well, their ability. People are moving to San Francisco because they can afford to create a startup here. In 5 years, they might not be able to.
Right. So we've got a lot to look forward to in terms of cool new businesses that are going to come out of your incubator.
Absolutely.
And interesting technology that we can look at and be like, that started here.
Yeah. And it's also, it's pretty neat. One of the things, I grew up in Portland. I've moved away several times, but this is my city. This is my home. And as hard as it is sometimes to see things change, it's also really neat to see some of the things that are coming in. But as a native enough, I should say, Portlander, some of these startups are moving here and not leaving. They come and they're like, this is an amazing city.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, even beyond, like, this tech community is fantastic, but this is also a really amazing city, and I think I want to stay. So we're also bringing some pretty neat people with really great ideas into the city that I think will be a very positive, they're going to be forces of nature, but in a really positive way.
Thank you, Tammy, for coming and talking to us today. I'm really excited to see what comes out of the incubator, and I want to know what's in that crystal ball of yours. So, but I know you can't tell me yet, but I'll wait to see.
But they're wonderful. They're really exciting things ahead, and I also can't wait to see what happens in the crystal ball because I don't always get to look into it. And yes, thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Great.
Well, that's it for this episode of Output PDX, and we will see you again very soon.